tear down and land wholesaling ARV. How do you come up with ARV after repair value for a land? You found the deal, stumbled into your lap. Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we're talking about tear down and land wholesaling ARV. How do you come up with ARV after repair value for a land? You found a deal, it stumbled into your lap. We're doing your marketing, everything was going good. Like I said, my name is Ola, and this is, if you're marketing enough for your wholesaling business, land and tear down properties will fall on your lap sometimes. And if you don't know what you're doing, or if you've listened to some gurus say, hey, avoid that, you may find yourself feeling like maybe that's not a deal, maybe you don't want to deal with that, that's too much headache, it's a fire damage, property, basement has cracks in it. You may find yourself engaged too much in the emotional aspect of evaluating if a property is a deal or not. And I want to tell you that you don't have to do that. Because remember, as a wholesaler, you're not the one that's going to do the deal. Your job is to market and find these deals, okay? And continue to find deals for investors, fix and flippers that are looking to put in the work. There are different types of fix and flippers out there that specialize in different types of properties. Some are just looking for ready-made, ready to go, maybe a little bit of carpeting, painting, but multi-family, they want to rent it out, right? Some are like, no, I need about $40,000-$50,000 of work. I need to be able to make $40,000 worth of work. So anything you have that's a single family, a three bedroom that has enough space, we can turn to four bedroom, send it my way, right? And then you're gonna find other people that are looking for high-end luxury. They're looking for $700,000 to $1 million type of homes where they can make $100,000 in profit, right? In 3 months, 4 months projects, and keep it moving. You have everything and everything in between. As a wholesaler, your job is to market to the marketplace, your target market, and if there's a deal, potential deal, you take down the information, you lock it on the contract, and you try to sell that contract based on strictly numbers. So if a property needs $200,000 worth of work, or it needs $10,000 worth of work, in reality, the only way that's your business is to calculate ARV so you can know what to ask for, so you can know what number you should lock in the contract at. But in reality, you're not going to be doing the project, so you shouldn't have to worry about it, okay? So if you're brand new here and you don't know what I'm talking about, wholesaling is basically the heart and science. It's a type of real estate investing strategy that doesn't require your money, doesn't require your credit, right? But basically what you do is you find deeply discounted properties using mass marketing. You lock those properties in a contract and you sell the right to execute such contract or to perform on that contract to other people for a fee. Anywhere from $1,000 to $82,000 from my personal experience. Now, with that out of the way, today we have a question that came in, and I wanted to address the question really quickly. I also want to give you a formula. If you're marketing enough and you're getting deals like land, tear down properties, meaning properties that you can't really fix, like a fire damage, maybe about 3/4 of the house is fire damaged and stuff like that. I want to give you a very simple formula to work off of. It's actually simpler to analyze than a deal that just needs simple work, a property that needs some work. It's easier to analyze that a property that's still functioning, or there are tenants that live in the property. You will find that properties that has tenants living in them can be a headache. Depends on what part of town you're in. It may be very hard to get rid of them, of those tenants, but it can cost you more. It depends on your expertise, the expertise of the investors that's coming to the table. Different topic. So now let's stay focused. You're gonna have tear downs, meaning property that needs to be wiped off the ground, or just a straight up vacant land coming on to you. You're gonna find deals like this. So now what do you do with such leads? So you just say, hey, I can't do these deals, let me just keep it moving, or is there a way to evaluate that? There's a way to evaluate that, but let's address the question. The question is this. Okay, so I got a property under contract without seeing it, which is not a bad idea. You know, I know people that will claim that's a bad idea. You should never put properties under contract without saying BS. We're in 2000 and digital. Anything is possible. With God, all things are possible. Say that with me. With God, all things are possible. Okay, good. All right, so without saying it, and I'm told it's a teardown by a buyer. Okay. So a buyer went to see it. So this is a wholesaler. Lock a property under contract without seeing it. Great. So one of the buyers are interested went to see. The ARV is around $180,000. Okay. And the seller is asking for $50,000, right? All right, so what should I do? All right, so let's do the quick math right here, okay? $180,000, such numbers I just rounded up to $200,000, okay? To keep it simple for this video, so let's just assume that's $200,000, right? And the seller is asking $50,000, but it's a teardown. So I need to know what part of the country this property is in. If this property was in a village in Nigeria, it's a different story, okay? But if the property is in central New Jersey, somewhere around Edison, New Jersey, right? It's a different story. So if it's a tear down to build a brand new property, it's gonna be $150,000, $200,000, $250,000, depending on what you're trying to put on the land. But I don't want you to get into all that. Keep it very, very, very simple, okay? So what should you do? So he said, got the property under contract. The seller is asking $50,000. Property is worth about $180,000. What should I do? So I'm not too sure what this person meant by what should I do, but basically I saw this question as an opportunity to share a very simple formula with you. You already know, if you're watching this video, you should know simple how to calculate ARV. I have another video on that. Simply type in Ola Tux Abitogun. You can search on Google search Ola Tux Abitogun ARV. I have two or three videos that will come up that will teach you how to evaluate the worth of a property after repair. That's what after repair, that's what ARV stands for, after repair value, right? So, but how do you determine the after repair value of a vacant land, right? Or a tear down property. So if it's a tear down, you might as well just call it a vacant land. The cost is worth a little bit less if there's wells on the property, right? If there's sewage lines that has not been tested for a while, if there's if there's a well, if it's there's some environmental issues you should pay attention to that makes the land a lot worth less if it's been used and a property needs to be teared down on it, right? So with that being said, just keep that in mind, but it's not really something as a wholesaler you should worry too much about. Just ask as much information from the seller about sewage lines, about well, that's a word I'm looking for, I can't remember. If you remember, just put it in the comment area, but basically where all the poops go, right? If you don't have a common public sewage line, I don't remember the word right now, I blanked out. But you get the point, right? If such thing exists on the land already, but you need to tear down the property, it's suddenly worth less, okay? But if it's just a land, right? Basically, the simple formula is to offer 30% of the after repair value of properties in that area. So you, first of all, you want to make sure that there are residential properties in the area within 1 mile radius, okay, that sold within the last 6 months. If there's none, then I will not do the deal. I will not worry about the deal. I don't want to worry about a land 50 acres in the middle of nowhere and stuff like that. I don't, typically I would just avoid that. Chances are there's no market for it if there's no houses in the area, right? But if there are houses that you can find in the area that are comparables in the area to calculate the ARV, whatever that ARV is, if it's a vacant land, 30% of that is what you offer. Very simple. Keep it simple. Trust me, keep it simple, 30%. So if the property is $180,000, let's assume it's $200,000 by just simply rounding it up, 30% of $200,000 would be $60,000, right? So at $180,000, the $150,000, I will lock it up under contract. But again, this is only gonna be useful for you if other numbers are accurate, right? So if you put it under contract for $50,000, you can sell it for $200,000. What's the size of the property that needs to be built on that land? That's another thing to consider, okay? So, but I will make sure that whatever number I lock it in is under $60,000 if it's worth $200,000. So now if there's a sewage line that needs to be checked, if there's well on that ground or anything like that, then it's gonna cost a little bit less. But if anything, I will lock it up under contract, and then I will talk to investors in the area what I have. And I will confide. That's okay. Go to the meetup and confide with a few people. If you happen to now start shopping the contract and nobody wants it, then you can always go back to the table and renegotiate. It's a land. Nobody wants it. Clearly, nobody wants it, right? So you can renegotiate and somebody's willing to walk away with $10,000, maybe $5,000. You can make a quick $10,000, all right? So for me, I've encountered that problem over, and the mistake I made in the past is simply not, I was overthinking it. I overcalculated how much is it gonna cost to build a property on this land. Don't worry about that. What's the after repair value in the area? 30% of that, lock it under contract, and then talk to people. That's, keep it that simple. When you find a person that's gonna do this deal, they will pay you. They will pay you, they will ask you to renegotiate. Tell them the numbers, because it's a complicated deal. Just tell them what the numbers, don't hide the numbers, tell them what it is. And worst case scenario, they steal the deal from you. So what? You're a marketer, you have a pipeline. So if you want to learn how to market and have a big pipeline, marketing is about, that's what wholesaling is about, okay? And in this book, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, I cover the details on how to build a smart wholesaling business in 2000 and digital. And you go there, smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And if you go there right now, I'll give you this book absolutely for free. It's called Real Estate Money Secrets, everything you need to learn about real estate investing. Hopefully you've been enlightened, educated. We'll see you on the next one, and peace.